The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I want to read from the Gospel of John, the first chapter and the first five verses. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That's what I want to read today. And here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk to you about the subject, Jesus Christ is God. I want to speak today about the God of the Bible. I am speaking from John chapter 1 because I think this is one of the most wonderful passages of Scripture that there is. The overall subject of John's gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to John, the overall subject of this gospel is that Jesus is the Son of God. This Jesus is fully God and also fully man. I understand some people don't get it. I'm not exactly sure I can quite grasp it. But this is what the Scriptures teach. Jesus Christ was 100% God and 100% man. He is what they call the Adam Kadmon, the God-man. Now, this is the man with whom we have to do. I want to say this. Without this man, without Jesus Christ, without the Son of God, without this man, this God-man, there is no Christianity. There's a lot of different religions around, and there's a lot of different books around. But I can tell you a few things. You can have Buddhism without the Buddha. It's just a system of teaching. It's a set of learning. You can have Confucianism without Confucius. You can have Islam without Muhammad. You can have Mormonism without Joseph Smith, however unfortunate that may be. However, without Christ, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, there is no way to God, because He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by Him. There is nothing without the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible, Old Testament and New, is a book about Jesus Christ. The Old Testament saying He's coming, the New Testament gospel says He's here. And the epistles say what He has done and that He's coming again. But here in John 1:1, we see these first three words, in the beginning. Now this word beginning means beginning or commencement. The beginning of what? The commencement of what? Well, the answer to that is everything. In the beginning of everything was the Word. Those are the words of John. Now I'm going to jump right here to verse 14 of this same chapter, just to get it out of the way and get it started. John 1 and verse 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This Word that was in the beginning is Jesus Christ. This Word that was made flesh existed in the beginning from everlasting. He is the eternal Son. He has always been. But he was made flesh and dwelt among us. This is Jesus Christ. This is the Word of God, the Word that was with God and the Word was God. This is who John was writing about, God manifest in the flesh. Now I know, I've heard them personally, on television, the radio, the internet, wherever, there are those who think, there are those who preach, and there are those who believe that Jesus was just a man. And they use those exact words, friends. He was just a man who was inhabited by the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Son. That's a lie. It is wrong. It is dead wrong. The Father sent his Son, the Word of God, to the earth. And that Word, this Word, the Word, was made flesh. He dwelt among us. He lived as a man. This is a part of godliness. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God. Make no mistake about it. Don't even think twice about it. This is the Word of God who was made flesh. He was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the Spirit. He was here on this planet, walking and talking, eating and drinking, just as a man, because he was a man. He was made flesh. He came in the likeness now, in the likeness of sinful flesh. His flesh was not sinful, but he did come in the likeness of sinful flesh. What? To fulfill a prophecy in Isaiah. He had no beauty that we should desire him. He wasn't the most perfect looking, the most elegant speaker. He was a man. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh. The Son of God was made flesh. He was made of a woman, made under the law for a purpose, to redeem them that were under the law. The eternal Son who was with God and who was God was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. We beheld his glory. It's written here in these Gospels. It's written in these epistles. It was prophesied in the Old Testament. We men got to behold, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is what we were allowed to see, allowed to write down. And now here in this era, we are allowed and actually commanded to read, to believe, and to know this is true. This is the Word from the beginning. That Word was with God, and that Word was God. And that Word is Jesus Christ. He is God. Verse 2, it says the same was in the beginning with God. Well, wait a minute, didn't John just say that in verse 1? Well, yes, he did. John just said that in verse 1, and now he just says it in verse 2. Why? Well, that's because this Word was in the beginning with God. Do you understand this? Do you get this? This is important. The apostle John wrote this twice. What does that mean? That means pay attention. Pay attention. I believe the Apostle John knew all about our short attention spans. I believe the Apostle John knew exactly how easily we can forget the most important things. We need repetition. This is important. The Word was in the beginning with God. And there's only one way that's possible. It means, John means, and I believe, that this Word was equal with God. Christ said it himself to some. He said, I and my Father are one. And you know what happened, don't you? You should. Those that heard it took up stones to stone him. Those that heard Jesus Christ say this with his own lips, I and my Father are one, they took up stones to kill him. They wanted to kill the Lord of glory. They wanted to kill the God-man. And you know why? Because he told them the truth. They knew what he said. This just goes to show the utter depravity, absolute depravity of man. How he can understand the words this man is saying, but they can't understand the God that said those same words. The God-man. They knew what he said. We don't stone you for a good work. We stone you because you're a man and you say you're equal with God. That's why they wanted to stone him. Well, yes, he was a man. But yes, he was equal with God. This just goes to show how you can get the point and miss the point all at the same time. That's how depraved man is. They wanted to kill the one who was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. The Word from the beginning, the Word that was with God, and the Word that was God, he is the Creator. Nothing was made without him. Anything that was made by him. And this is another thing. This is the first place where you see it in John, by word. This Word, the Word that was God, the Word that was with God, in the beginning the Word, this Word is a person. All things were made by him. The Word is a person. It's Jesus Christ, the only begotten, well-beloved Son of God. This person, all things were made by him. What does this mean? Well, all throughout Genesis 1, When God said something, it was Jesus Christ, the Eternal Son, who voiced it. When God said, "Let there be light," the Word that was with God and the Word was God, that Word was that voice. When God said, "Let there be a firmament," and divided the waters, this Word was the voice that spoke those things into being. All throughout Genesis 1, when it is written, "God said," it was the voice of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was with God in the beginning and who was God. He is the creator of everything. You can see it later on in the epistles. By him and for him were all things created. They were created by him. They were created for him. And not only that, by him, all things consist. Anything that exists is held together by Christ. And it is by him and it is for him. It is for his glory, for his glorification, for his praise, for his honor, for his grace. It is because of him. This Jesus Christ is sovereign. He is the creator of all things, anything made that was made. The Lord Jesus created it. Nothing left out. In him was life, verse 4, and the life was the light of men. After the fall of Adam, death came to Adam and this earth and this universe. They all were cursed. They all were cursed with death. Man died spiritually and physically. Cells in your body right now are dying. Cells in your body, pieces of your flesh, die every day. They wear out and they cease to function. But in him, in whom? In the Word that was with God, in the Word that was God, in the one who created all things, everything that was made, in him was life. This Word, the Word of God, was life. Intrinsic to himself, intrinsically, as a part of his being, that's the best I can state it, is life. He is life. This Word was life. And this life, the life, was the light of men. Some men see the light. We're going to see here in just a minute, some men don't. But some men see the light. But this is the only light of men. The Word is the light, and this is the light of men. And if you don't see him, you don't see the light. You understand what I'm saying? He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. If you don't see him, you don't see the light. If you don't know him, you don't know the light. And if you don't want him, it's because you don't know him. That's the facts. He is life. Outside of him is nothing but death. Men are said to be dead in trespasses and sins. Men need to be quickened, made alive. And the Father quickeneth whom he will. Even so, the Son, who who does everything exactly as the Father wants him to. The Son quickeneth whom he will. And I won't leave him out. The Holy Spirit blows where it listeth. And you can't tell where it comes from and where it goes. You don't know. You don't know. There are some things, many things actually, but there are some things that are very clear we don't know. And one of the things we don't know is where and when life will be given to the child of God. But we know him who is life. If we believe Christ, if we know Christ, if we love Christ, and if we know the Father because of Christ, we know him who is life. Verse 5 says, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." You understand what this means? The light shines. Well, that's what light does. It is that simple. That's why he used this illustration. That's why he used this metaphor. That's why he is the light. And the light shines in the darkness, in darkness. That's what light does. If it's not shining, it's not a light. And in the light, there is no darkness. Darkness, by definition, is the absence of light. Darkness is our natural state. Darkness is our natural desire. Darkness is our natural love. And the light shines in darkness. And what's it say about the darkness? The darkness comprehended it not. Now, I want to tell you, this is referring to men. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 8, and he wrote this. He said, "For ye were sometimes darkness." Ye were darkness. Ye were darkness. It's not that you're in the dark, although you are. It's not that there's not light, because there is. The light shines in the darkness. The light shines all the time. It's just the darkness can't comprehend it. The light is shining, and you can't see. That's why you'll find continual references in the scriptures, Old Testament and New, to blind eyes. They have eyes, but they can't see. There's a saying that goes around, and I understand the saying, and I sort of agree. But, and then the saying is this, "There's none so blind as those who won't see." Well, no, that's really, I understand, like I said, I understand that saying, but the truth of the matter is there is never any so blind as those who can't see. They live in darkness, and according to the Apostle Paul, ye were sometimes darkness. But Paul didn't leave them there. He was writing to these Ephesian saints, and he said, "But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." The darkness cannot comprehend the light. They are opposed. They are opposites, polar opposites. Where there's light, there is no darkness. And where there's darkness, there is no light. It's either one or the other. And this is what he continues on and further on and says, "Men love darkness." Now, it's not men love darkness better than light. It says that men love darkness in the place of light. Men hate the light. And men hate him who is the light. But now, those who believe, those who were chosen, those who were called, those who are predestinated, those who believe, those who are happy, blessed to know and to love our Lord Jesus Christ, ye are light in the Lord. He is the light. And the light shines. It always has. It always will. What's the conclusion of all this? Well, Jesus Christ is very God of very God. Jesus Christ is holy, holy, holy. Jesus Christ is the sovereign Lord. Jesus Christ is the Redeemer. Jesus Christ is the Holy One of Israel. Jesus Christ is totally God and totally man. He came made of a woman, made under the law to redeem. That's what the angel said. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He came to redeem them that were under the law. And he did redeem them that were under the law. Redemption is accomplished. But that's a subject for another day. Redemption is in Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. Thank you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Come hear Christ preached.